learning Shin Sama Beis, Sif Beis. Tel Sha Gavoya Chamisha.
I'll be right back. I just dropped it from my glasses in the car.
Okay. Hushlimar Lasor. You have a tail which is 5 Tvachim high. And you went around the edge of the tail and you added a small fence, which is also lo mechitza gvoya chamisha.
So well,
on top of it, you went around. I'm saying you went around the top of it with a, you made a mechitza. The mechitza is only 5 tochim high, so the area inside is only surrounded by mechitza, which is 5 tochim high. So chashu mechitza l'talto u'chol davar. That is a valid mechitza. Because the main purpose of mechitza is to set it off from the area outside of it, and the area outside of it sees a wall which is 10 tefachim high. So even though inside it only has walls which are 5 tefachim high, but vis-a-vis the outside the walls are 10 tefachim high, because the 5 tefachim of the tail and then the 5 tefachim of the mechitza on top of it create a wall which is 10 tefachim high. Tell Shakuma Chamisha, Tvachim in order to twice Tvachim up. Wood in Harich, Omak Chamisha, Tvachim. Was also was a Harich, Machitza Gua Chamisha. Serving the Hikosha Machitza Shalasar Tvachim. Now here is going to be the opposite, where you have a situation where you have a depression which is 5 Tvachim deep, and then you build a wall which is 5 Tvachim high around the top of it, the top of the hole. So inside there's walls which are 10 Tvachim high. So those walls are 10 tefachim high, surround the area inside, even though on the outside the person standing on the ground only sees a wall which is 5 tefachim high. But the same way we say if the area is 10 tefachim deep, it's considered a valid b'shusha yachid, even though the person on the outside doesn't see any walls at all. There's no walls at all as far as he's concerned.
I understand what you tell that someone at a distance sees a high tefachim above the point.
Right.
With lower, that's not the case. It's the same way. People might not even know there's a hole there at all.
Right. So forget about if you build anything. What about if it's 10 tefachim deep? So why is that sufficient? Because...
Same question.
Since the area... Let me finish my thoughts, Zvi. Please. That so since the area inside the maisa is set off from the rest of the area around it by walls which are 10 tefachim high, you cannot consider it not a shusha yachid. That's a double negative. It has to be considered shusha yachid because the maisa is set off from everything all around it by walls which are 10 tefachim high. So if I have a shusha yachid, which from the vantage point of the person inside the shusha yachid, it's set off from everything else by walls which are 10 tefachim high. That's for sure a shusha yachid. The chiddush is all the way around. Even if the first case is not is the chiddush. Second case is pasha. Right? I'm telling you that if I have walls which are 10 tefachim high and I'm inside a shusha yachid which are walls 10 tefachim high, that's sufficient to be a shusha yachid. Yeah, that's not a chiddush. That's a pasha pshat in the shusha yachid. The chiddush is all the way around. I don't have those walls. Presumably, if I have a tail which is 10 tefachim high, and it's set on top of it, I have no walls at all. Those are shusha yachid. Because it's set off the shusha rabim as such. Even though there's no enclosure on the inside. That's the chiddush case.
No. Sit on table. Even though we're not conscious of it.
Yeah, I was saying not a rabbi. The Iker definition of shusha yachid is from the vantage point of the shusha yachid. Right. This is the case that you're saying over here is the Kiddush case. Shusha love, hainal swasa tail. Cheshuva mechitza, shmistar gvoya tail, lachemitza lachim asura tvachim. You combine the tail, which is 5 tvachim high, and the mechitza on top, which is 5 tvachim high, to create an area of 10. The taltel, the Torah mechitza is mechshav shusha yachid, gomer, shemutta the taltel besecha. It's considered shusha yachid in regards to carrying inside of it. Well, the whole dover, hanel gamlin, and hefzik shtei mechitzeris, before the chamam is in b'shinayim beis sifol. So if I would have, later on we'll see that, for example, I have two independent Rishusa Yachid. they do not need to be, they cannot make a Rubik Hateris together, and they do not need to make a Rubik Hateris together because they're separate from each other. So if you have Rishus Yochid A, Rishus Yochid B, and you have a ditch in between, which is 10 Tvachim deep, or you have a tail in between, which is 10 Tvachim high, they're considered two separate Rishuyos, and we're not defining Rishus Yochid compared to Rishus Rabbim. We're talking about Rishus Yochid vis-a-vis another Rishus Yochid, but this is considered a mechitza. It's a wall between the two of them. So a ditch would be considered a wall in between the two as well, if the ditch is deep enough. Okay?
Remember for Sukkah, you had those cases if you raise the inside or a guma. Was it what the outside looks like or the inside? Shulta by Naida, it should be.
You need inside, it should be 10 Tvachim high.
So it's inside. Doesn't make a difference with the outside.
Right, correct.
Go back to Haiba.
Inside.
Okay. Now, take a look over here in the Bir Locha. The Bir Masal Tel Shagawai Chamisha. See, it raises an interesting question. We know there's a concept of Telemis Laket that if the walls are. If the slope is steep enough, it's considered Rishus Yochid. If the slope is steep enough, it's considered Rishus Yochid, even though the walls are not vertical. If they're steep enough, is it that? And Chazal gave us a measurement for that. It's called Telemis Laket. So he wants to know that maybe Telemis Laket is only true when you have a height of 10 Tvachim. So but the raised area that you're on has a height of 10 Tvachim. So, even though the walls aren't vertical, the walls are at an angle. So, that's where you know, Chazal type, we're able to estimate a certain angle is sufficient to be steep enough to consider that that's walls. But over here, it's only 5 tochim high. So, what I want to do, I want to say, let's take 5 tochim high of a semi-vertical slope plus 5 tochim of a wall and say we combine it to 10. Maybe you can't do that. Because like this, and this is like this. Maybe this halacha that this is sufficient, an angle is sufficient. Is only when you end up with being, you are raised up from everywhere else, and it's not a gradual slope that you can walk. So you're separate from everything else by virtue of these walls, which are 10 tefachim high, even though they're not vertical. In a case where that's not really true, you're standing on something that's 5 tefachim high. So you're not really distinct from everything else. Elamai, what you are defining the you're saying, but I have a mechitza, but maybe I can't combine it. That's a sub. Let's see it inside. Yeah, she's topic. Imatel ein tzorich shiach hamisha l'tochem davka b'skipa. Do we need the 5 tochem over here in this scenario, which is 5 tochem high, and a wall of 5 tochem high on top of that? Do we need them to be davka vertical? Why? If the wall or the slope is such that it goes up 10 tvachim, as you move forward a distance of 4 tvachim, the 4 amas, I'm sorry, and that's a sufficient slope to be considered that it's when you get to the top, it's considered a separate rishus. So do we say after the huad then hacha? So we'll just say the same thing. If it goes up 5 tochim in the distance of 2 amas, it's the same thing as going up 10 tochim in the distance of 4 amas. That's one possibility. The reason why we say that that's valid is because the slope is difficult. Or maybe the slope is only difficult because of the combination of the slope plus the height. When you have to go yay high up such a vertical slope, it's difficult. Going yay high up a vertical slope, or a semi-vertical slope, is not so difficult. You know, you can handle it for that distance. So it's not considered a valid wall. Therefore, over here the scenario was the whole thing was vertical. Oh yeah, this topic. The mechitza yeah starts walking. Maybe what about the other? What about if the mountain was raised was 2.5 tefachim, and then I built a mechitza which is 9.5, it has to be 10 tefachim. So it has to be. And I built the mechitza which is 8 tefachim, 7.5 tefachim. So total of 10. But I'm starting with a raised area, which is considered not significant, less than 3 tefachim. Do like keep the father shut talk and bottle the garbage is around. Nibs of the awesome mechitza rock shall shman the tefachim. So, for example, in a case where it was 8 and 2, so you made a mechitza of 8 tefachim. It's 10 tefachim high, but up to 3 tefachim, it's not considered a raised area in halacha. Because the ground is never perfectly even. So he's mesubi in both those cases. Okay. So in the next parallel, he said like this. Let's look at the scenario. We're saying we have this ratio which is 5 tochim high. Then you add a wall which is 5 tochim high. So it's in star if you have 10 tochim. So if it's mamash that's built at the edge of the raised area, so there's ground and there's the wall going up further. Makes sense. What would be if it's raised, then it goes in a little bit and you built the wall not immediately on the edge of the tail. She says, if it's within 3 tefachim of the edge, that's part you say love, but it's like the same thing. What would be if it's the place where you built the mechitza, you withdrew into the area of the raised area more than 3 tefachim, and then you built the wall. Do you say, well, it's like going like this? That's not one thing. But you say no, it combines the two together. So he says it's mistabra to him that if, going back to what we said in the previous birlocha, if from the starting point where it starts to raise to the top over here, it's not dalaramis, so it's not worse than a telemis locket that you have. You went up 10 tefachim in a distance of 4 amos. She says that would be sufficient to mitzarfa to. Right. So the same way, if it goes like this, is acceptable as long as it's, I say it went up 10 tefachim as it went forward dalet amos. So similarly, if it went like this. Mm-hmm. I said, even both parts are vertical, but they'll combine. It's not only if it's a one long semi-vertical slope. Even if it's a fully vertical slope, it's only 5 tefachim. Then a flat surface of, we'll argue, 2 amos, and then another vertical slope. So by going in dalet amos, you have a wall which is 10 tefachim high. So he says that's acceptable. Just tells me start with that. That's true. Okay. Zot bechaber gimel. Mechitza hamenes may allow the hanushal nasa the same mechitza is ksheira. The fact that there's some natural growth which creates a mechitza is sufficient in halacha. Okay. Furthermore. Mechitza shenasis b'Shabbos is ksheira. But v'halim milin shenasis b'Shabbos b'shogeg. You're allowed to rely on this mechitza that was built on Shabbos. If the person did it b'shogeg, he forgot that it was Shabbos, etc. But v'im al b'meiz, if the person b'meiz, knowing that it's also to build this fence, whatever it is that he built. This wall, so the malach of the rice of Boina, knowing that it's us, he built it anyway, he's made it. So, like this, I mean, a rice, it's an enclosure, it's Rishon Siyachim. but to allow you to carry based on that, we're being allow you to benefit from a veira with done on Shabbos, what's called Maisa Shabbos. So, Havi Mechitza Lahachmir, it's considered a Mechitza Lachumra, Lachayiv Hazark, Mishazarab Mesoichel. So, it's Mishazayachid now. If somebody would transport something from Mishazarab Mishazayachid, throw it inside, he'd be Chayiv, because it went from Mishazarab to Mishazayachid. It's Mishazayachid. But, Avalol Lahatta the Talta Mesoichel, but when a person cannot benefit from the action to permit carrying inside of the area. Okay. But this that we're saying you cannot benefit from the action, he's talking about a case where there was no wall there at all. And now, during Shabbos, he built this wall. He did knowingly built and did the malacha of Boina on Shabbos. So we cannot, they're not allowed to benefit from the action and allow him to carry inside the area. But if the beginning of Shabbos, there was a machita at the beginning of Shabbos, Hisira, and it was removed for whatever reason, because of Anasis, and then it was rebuilt. So that situation, the halacha is, since the beginning of Shabbos, it was called a Mishus HaYachid. So it remains as such. Go ahead.
It was removed on Shabbos?
It was removed and then rebuilt on Shabbos.
Was it removed on Shabbos?
Yeah. The beginning of Shabbos it was there, and then either it fell down by itself or somebody removed it again. Illegally, you know, against the halacha. And then, see, so here's an example. Shnayim v'shloisha shekivu b'machzalos siwa sehem v'shazarab. Okay, so there were two or three people who enclosed an area for them. They were traveling, and they enclosed an area, putting mats before Shabbos in a way which it has a lucky balance of mechitza, that they were strong enough, they're not going to blow in the wind, etc. They did the whole thing. They did the Nehem, the machzalos, and they gave each one their own privacy. They made inside of the area, they made enclosures for each one independently. So now they're independent. And they made a Rubi Chetzeris allowing them to carry from one to the other. So they're allowed to carry from one to the other. If the mats got rolled up on the outside, somebody went and said, you know, hey, what? Decided to roll up the mats, so now there's no walls anymore. So Nesru, Chazor and Isparsu, if they let them down again, Philip Amazed, Chazor the Teran Arisha. Since the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't closed, it remains enclosed. Okay. Fine. Zok Mishnevur. Tezayin Kshera. The mechitza was nasa me'alel. Zvala mechitza. Filo samchola me'er v'shabbos. That's true. Even if they had not intended from before Shabbos to use this for the purpose of caring, etc. But since it's there, it's there. The reason why he's saying that, because we'll see later on, we're going to discuss what's called a lechi ha'evin me'elov. A lechi, which is there at the end of the mavi, which is a natural occurrence. There was a tree at the end of the mavi, so it's the size of a valid lechi. So you have a lechi ha'evin me'elov. So there we're going to differentiate. If you made the decision before Shabbos to rely on it or not. There's a difference between some kol amir Shabbos or not. So here we're not going to. There's no such difference. That's what Mishavur is pointing it out. So if it's built for Shabbos, it's kshera. Vilonasis gam kein l'shem mechitza. Even though it was not built l'shem mechitza, but it's a mechitza. Okay. Same build of a shagig, Hanushal Yoda Shayim Shabbos, he forgot it was Shabbos. Shahay Shigas Malach, he forgot that this is also to do.
should repeat the
age of 10
times back and say, use that
as a table. Ruben knew it was Osir. It was Shabbos and it was Osir. He told Shimon to do it. Shimon did not realize it was Osir. Or Shim was doing for Ruvain. And Shim forgot about Shabbos. Shim is building and says, you know, I'm not going to tell him anything. He forgot about Shabbos. So I would like to have this wall around here. So Mashi also Ramash Shub also the Ruvain the Taltaba. After Shimon Asab is Mishkaga. Even though Shimon did a b'shoyge, but Reuven is knowingly allowing a mechitza to be built on Shabbos for his purposes. So for that's considered for these purposes. Amazing that he cannot benefit. He gets the knas. He cannot benefit from the mechitza which is built. The day in actual amazing. So consider Rosh Hashanah Yochid for the regards to the Raisa. If somebody would throw from the Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Even though the walls were built on Shabbos, but now it's a person would be kai. I will all the tell. I will all the hat. I mean, knas. Vaser. So not only is the person who built it cannot benefit from it, but no person is allowed to benefit from this mechitza which is built. Okay.
What you're saying is that there is a fact in that.
Okay. So the Sharasim points out that he's that he wants to know that the person himself who built the mechitza, maybe even the next Shabbos, he can't use it as the mechitza to carry. It's also loy lacherim. It's only also lois of Shabbos, but for him it's also forever. So that's prima gadim sofik. But he says, but so that's totally in the machlokes Magabi, how he paskin in regards to the din of what's called Meister Shabbos, one of the parameters of the Yisr. So Tarshish Shita is he passed like a mayor that if it's b'shogeg it's mutter to benefit from on Shabbos itself, even for the one who made it. Excuse me. And if it did have amazed it, he can't benefit, but others could. That's Tosha Shita. Yehuda disagrees, and the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. That b'shogeg it's usur even loy belacherim loy shabbos. B'shogeg it's usur even for him and for others for that Shabbos. And b'mezid it's usur loy loylam and lacherim. Is also for that Shabbos. So we're clearing in the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbi Yehuda, what's the luck over here? And we'll see why this case might be better than the usual. But the grove, they're passing like Tosis, that even the Mazin, Mutter Lacherim, Lawyer Lacherim for the next Shabbos. So after Shabbos, it's Mutter. So there's no Shiloh. Okay. This is all talking about a case where there was no wall there to start with. If there was a wall, but before Shabbos, it was destroyed. So it comes out, when Shabbos started, there was no wall. So then you cannot benefit from it when you did it with Mazer. But if there was a wall at the beginning of Shabbos, and it was removed on Shabbos, says Mehisira. So even if he removed it and then he put it back, if it sold out on its own. It just on its own it was removed. We're saying that if it was there was a mechitza beginning of Shabbos, and he built a mechitza b'mezid on Shabbos. then the mechitza had been was removed. So, and he rebuilt it. It's still mutter. So it's mutter even in the scenario where he was the one who removed it, and then he rebuilt it. Kavacharim in the case where it was removed on its own and he rebuilt it. That's mutter. So now he doesn't explain the why yet. We'll get to the last cut and explain like what's the logic. I mean, if he's going straight to the Maaser Shabbos, he's benefiting from an act of Chilul Shabbos. Amazing. So why is it work? So he doesn't explain why yet. So we'll see. We'll get to the last Mishnah Berurah, the Sifkat, and he'll give us a little bit of insight into that. So Kigon Shnai. Now, the simplest case would have been very easy. There was a person he had an area which is enclosed, but he seared b'Shabbos because it was saw. He removed it and he rebuilt it. That's a simple case. So the Shulchan Aruch said the case there was two or three people, and there was mechitzas in between. You're trying to give me an example of a case where there was an enclosure and it was removed and it's rebuilt. Simple case. You're right, he could have said that. He says, you know what, I'll tell you, I'm adding another layer in the discussion as well. Okay, what he wants to add over here is we're saying that when the mechitza is rebuilt, you'll have to carry again. Fine. What about a scenario where they made an erev between each other? Because they're Rishus HaYachid, they made an erev. They're independent Rishus HaYachid. So they have to make an erev. Then the walls were removed from the Rishus HaYachid. And they were rebuilt. So it's okay, well, we're back to where we started from. One second. We could argue, even though, regards to the walls, we rebuilt the walls, but the erev between the three of them was bottled when there was no walls. There's no Rishus HaYachid, so there's no erev. So Rebbe Chatzeris is bottled. And now when you put the walls back, yes, you have walls, but you can't carry from one to the other because you have a problem of no erev. Say no. The erev reinstates as well. So not only do the walls reinstate, but the erev reinstates also. That's the chiddush of this case. Shekiva machzolos. The summer b'chol before Shabbos, they made these, put these mats around the area. But to do something, you need a meruah, cannabis of olive, and they're not moving in the wind. Why is that? Nasis shom rishus yochid. So we made this into rishus yochid. Okay. Fine. Now, of every yachid, meanwhile they also made separate sections in between each one as well. So now it's three different rishus yachid. Every yachid, dasha metzel is mafsik ben ayim. They can go through the metzelas to reach each other. So if we have three walls in between which are not accessible, so there's no door, there's no window, and there's no opening to get from one to the other, the air doesn't work. You can't say that through the air they become one rishus. They're not one rishus. There's no access from one to the other. It's almost an area where you can say, so you have two chatzeris next to each other, there's a wall in between. So they cannot be ma'arif together. It doesn't work. If there's an opening in the wall, or you would put a permanent ladder on the two sides to go over the wall, so now then there's an access point, so then they can be ma'arav yachid. So we hear the case has to be that they could theoretically the walls were permeable enough that if you push through the mat, even though the wind's not going to blow over, so it's not going to go anywhere, although it's not a mechitz at all, but you could push through and get to the other side. So that's considered that there's access between them. So maybe they can be ma'arav together. Now, now the outer mats were rolled up. Okay, so now there's no carrying. Forget about Eruv. There's no carrying because there's no outer walls. And then they were lowered. Then they were lowered down again and secured on Shabbos. Feel amazing. Okay. So that's the seat of Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch says, you know what? See, this works. So you're allowed to, now, even though they lost their outer walls, once they regained their outer walls, they're allowed to carry? Because the Mishmur says, but that's where the price came, they disagree. This case is not mutter. The mechitza shenasa ayada b'shabes v'shosu yachid l'rmina nechaz of the Torah rishon v'kishnasa b'meis. If we're talking about the outer walls, which what that's what makes it into Rosh Yochid, is being built on Shabbos Amazim, even though it was just being rebuilt, but you can't benefit from it. It's also the benefit from it. So where is this discussion relevant? Rock. We're not dealing with the Raisa level. It was Rosh Yochid to start with. The walls were there. The outer walls were there. The area was surrounded by mechitzas. But they made a wall in the middle between the two sides. So let's say, for argument's sake, you had two chatzeres, and there. So if there's no wall in between, they must be Arab together. The Roman Arab shouldn't be married. There's five houses on this side, on that side. There's nothing in between. It's one big chutzner. So we five are going to be married by ourselves. By ourselves, it doesn't work. They have to be married all ten together. But now they built this wall in between, and now these five have their own valid area. These five have their own valid area. So, on Shabbos, that wall was removed. So now they can't carry it. Because now it's one big walk. I mean, the two sides have to be marved again. Then that wall was rebuilt on Shabbos. So you're dealing with the Din Rabbanon, right? So then we say, even though it's not amazing, that binyan is valid, and it goes back to the Torah Rishon. The two sides ask each other. Even though they did a malacha, the rice involved in building the wall. Okay, so we're not making a change at the rice level. Okay, so that's the those shittas. But the case where you're discussing that on the Raisa level, it should become a mechitza. The Raisa to matter of Shusha Yachad Akari, most places can disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, but not allowed. Right.
That's a hard thing to.
Okay, Megamba said, and even in that scenario, there's some who disagree. That Davka Kishvar Hoyes Sosha Machitza El Shanofla, and the Hoyes Machitza was over Shabbos, Abshurak, the health of the urine is awesome. Even in that scenario, starting from scratch, it's not going to work. It's only the beginning of Shabbos, it was there. And it fell down on Shabbos, or was removed on Shabbos. And then you're rebuilding it on Shabbos, so where it would be made.
The Mishnah says they are Neiman, because of Peshavos and Lakashid. And we explain that. We explain that even though we're coming and being Mekayim, Shabbos is saying it's a Sabbath day, but in the same breath we're saying that we're slaves. So you're totally a Peshavos, sir, in the same statement as the Kiyu, can uproot that, and it's not about the Kiyu, the Shabbos, the so then over here we should say the same thing. So in other words, we're going in a circle. If you talk about the Kiyu, the situation of the Kiyu, the Shabbos, the Kiyu, the
fine.
So then, the same way I'm not going to say Allah,
So even though we're only dealing with Nishat Rabbanon of caring from one side to the other, it's only mutter if getting a Shabbos it was mutter, and then you're just going to go back to that which was there. That's not called a significant benefit. Right, so we're being matter this with the Rabbanon. It's not called a significant benefit. They said they answered because of the Yisra being the henna for Maisa Shabbos. So what's shot in the Mechaber then? So the Mishnah Berurah never really gives us explanation in the Mechaber exactly why the logic should be that that's going to be mutter. But what he does say is most places disagree with this and say it doesn't make sense. So what's shot in the Mechaber? The Mechaber Pashas is because Betzim is dealing with the Rabbanan. Why? Because we just said that we cannot say that his mice is ineffective. Legamri. Because somebody would throw from Shazaram into this area on Shabbos. He'd be chai. So on the Raisa level, his action was effective. So we're by definition dealing only with the Rabbanan Isser of a Kanasri, which we're giving him, not allowing the benefit, etc. But at the rise of the level, we were forced to accept the fact that this action was effective. In most scenarios, Meister Shabbos, we basically ignore the action totally. So you ignore it. But over here, we can't ignore it. If something would happen on the Raisa level, we would have to accept it as being effective. So, in that scenario, that there was a mechitza, so that in conjunction with the fact that there was a mechitza to start with, so it's not as significant of an action, the Mechaber Sutton said, that's probably more the more saying that this case is mutter. That's Pasha's the logic behind it. Okay, let's see if we can do that one also. Okay, Svino. A ship. Mutter the Tatl Bekuloi. The Yosem may base his time. The Cheshiva Mechev is a Dira. You have a very large ship, and the area of the ship is larger than the base of time. So you can't not carry it, but as long as you're on the ship, you're living there. That's called Mukhev the Dira. So therefore, you're allowed to carry throughout the ship.
Is there such a big ship that, what are we talking about, like an aircraft carrier?
Well, nowadays, for sure you have such big ships.
I mean, again, how many...
Basis Sayyim will argue is 100 feet by 200 feet.
Oh, all right, so it's only 100 by 200? I thought it was larger than that.
50 amas by 100 amas.
Okay.
So you say an amas 2 feet.
Yeah,
basically. It's 100 by 200.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Certainly there are ships bigger than that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if you fine, let's say the new case, it's for Lodul Tatel. We brought it onto dry lands, we turned it over, and we're going to use it as an area to live in. So the walls of the ship is 10 tefachim high, and you made some access points, and wherever it is, and you have a house, right? So the yachid applies inside the ship and on top of the ship. However, if he turned it over because they needed to tar and pitch it so that it should be waterproof, so that he did not turn it over to create mechitzas for the purpose of living there. So it's one of the basic sayim, it's a case of mechitzas which are not made for dira. So okay, that he discusses over there in a case if they created separate rooms for people to live in, so you need a room of chateris. Because it's a regular case of multiple dwellers in an enclosed area. Fine. So you say, even on top of the ship, turn the ship over to live inside, and top is also Shazal Yachid. You mean a good Achaz Machitza? Fill Yachid Mississayim, Gam came into the Tautel, Bisham, Kibit Lamata, Mukha Fadira, So if I have a very large house, so the roof is, you're allowed to carry on the roof also. The roof is more than the base of the side. And you don't really live on the roof. So the car should be an area which is Mukav Naladira. But since the roof is really just basically an extension of the house, and the house is Mukav Naladira, the roof is Mukav Naladira as well. So same thing over here. But if you turned it over, not for the purpose of living there, but to allow him to do work on the boat, so if the area inside is more than basis sign, you can't carry more than dollar amas. El bar amas the bezashik for the zofsa bottom machizaseh mitarustira. It's not for living. While you're in the ship and living in the ship, the walls are there for dira. You can't live when it's upside down unless you plan to live it as such. Well, you don't plan to live as such. You plan to just work on it. And then turn it over and take it out. Even if inside you can't, on top of the boat, you can't. Okay. Let's leave Sif Hay for tomorrow.